beautiful people, and welcome to our second episode of the Spoonettes podcast. You already know it's one of your favorite amazing trends to eat to room, Alicia, and I am with my beautiful Spoonettes and a special guest.
What's up, guys? I'm Mandy, also one of your trainers.
What's going on, team? I'm Jeff, obviously. Nice to meet you.
Yes, I am Wit, and I'm another one of your amazing trainers.
All right, guys, but before we get into today's topic, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. But guys, before we get into today's topic, can we talk about the newest addition that we have brought to the E2M table?
Tell them about it.
The big celebration, the big mama we've been working so hard for. Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and let you take this one over.
All right, so hey, guys, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for your support. Our cookbook has been out for a while now. We definitely are super excited about it. The cookbook, so let me hold it up. Let me make sure I do the product placement. You feel me? Product placement. So the cookbook is a bestseller, all right? Bestseller big time, all right? Not in some obscure category, by the way. We are a bestseller of all cookbooks. The A to the double L. All cookbooks.
Capitalist.
And you know, the biggest thing about it is, you know, those accolades are cool. But the biggest thing for us is that this is an opportunity for us to give our clients more tools. More tools to help them on their fitness journey, more tools to help them be healthier. So we really are excited about this, and all of our folks that have signed up for this year, all of our folks that will sign up for future years, this is one of four. So these will help you figure out what to cook to be healthier and live a healthier life.
Yeah, I love it. And guys, make sure you visit our website at e2mfitness.com and make sure you locate that great old cookbook and go ahead and put it in your cart. But guys, as we are talking about, like you mentioned about the healthy goals, we're actually here to talk about goals. And one of the main goals, well, before we get into our goals, one thing I want to say about setting goals, I want to talk about how important it is, guys, because when you set goals, it helps you organize your time as well as your resources. Because when you don't have that goal set, sometimes you're just kind of going everywhere. You're just like, oh, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, how much weight do you want to lose? What are you going to be doing to lose that weight? And what time frame do you want to lose that weight? You have to get more specific with those goals. But before we get into tips on how to help you guys with goal setting, let's talk about our own personal goals. So, Whitney, I'm going to start with you. What's one of your goals for 2023 in the fitness?
So I have a lot of goals for 2023, but I will say that my specific goal would definitely be to properly fuel my body for the workouts that I do. Okay,
so that's a good one. That's a really good one.
So that is like my main thing. I also, you know, sometimes I'm not hungry, but I know that I'm gonna be, you know, I need to properly eat before I do my workout just so I could lift heavier and reach those goals that I'm looking to reach. And so that is my personal goal. Like that is something I wanna pick that. I wanna completely focus on that because that is something I struggle on. And as you all know, that like once you struggle, you know, it makes you better. Yeah. You know what I mean? It makes you stronger as a person. It makes you more confident when you reach that goal and then you set your next goal. So yeah, that's definitely my next goal. I wanna fuel myself. Yeah. I wanna fuel myself.
I love
that goal. All right, Mandy, I'm actually gonna skip over to you. What's your 2023 life goal within fitness?
All right, so my goals are more around like gaining stamina. So I'm more of a traditional weightlifter personally. So I want to gain a little bit more stamina where I can keep up because I feel like some of our clients are just like whizzing through a lot of these circuits.
True, yeah.
And so I want to increase my stamina, grow in that way because I feel like I have reached the goal of my weight training, you know, goals, redundant. But I want to increase my stamina.
Okay.
For sure.
Your stamina's great. Yeah, we all can get good. We all can get better. So definitely.
All right, what about you, Mr. Jeff?
Oh man, you're gonna skip over to me. So for me, and this is a big thing, my goals constantly change.
Mm-hmm.
I base my goals over what I'm feeling in the moment. I've been in fitness for a long time. And so changing up my goals has allowed me to always stay active in it.
Yeah.
So sometimes I wanna lean out, sometimes I wanna bulk up. It all depends on how I feel. And so normally in the wintertime, most people, fill in or kind of bulk up a little bit. And they're trying to trim down for the summer. Some years I'll go opposite of that. I'll try to trim down in the summer, in the winter, and bulk up in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all is based on how I feel. So for 2023, I just want to continue to challenge myself, find new things that I'm not good at and get better at them. Mm-hmm. I used to run for a long time and I stopped running. I was basically doing that for military purposes. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have to run, so I don't run. I'm like, I ain't got to do it. I ain't going to do it.
Sit that one out right
now. You know what I'm saying? But you know, running is really good for your cardiovascular health. Yes. It's really good for your body. And it's, to be honest with you, running is a good stress reliever. Mm-hmm. And so for E2M, we're going to look at getting our Eager to Run started this year.
Oh, yes.
So that's really big for us. And I got to lead by example. So if I'm going to tell people to be eager to run, got to put on them shoes too.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Talk to the people. All right, guys. So I guess one of my goals is actually, y'all know I love to challenge myself as far as lifting heavier weights. So one of my goals is to get heavier on my back squats. I know right now I'm doing, 235. So I have a goal that I would like to get up to at least clear like 3 reps of 250 by May of next year. You know, I got to give myself some time, you know. And it's just because, like you said, we work out so often. So, and I love working out. It is my therapy. It is my outlet of just, you know, burn off that stress or just, you know, I just love it. But sometimes you do have to set that goal and challenge yourself so it can keep you motivated to keep going.
All right.
Which brings us to our first tip, guys, of goal setting. The first tip we're going to say is to make smart goals.
Love it.
And I'm not just saying just, oh, it needs to be smart and not so silly, but no, smart as an acronym is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Right. So if you notice, I said I had a goal to do 250 pounds with a squat, but by May of 2023, that's a specific goal. I made it measurable. I said I wanted to clear 3 reps. I said how much weight I wanted to do. It's attainable, it's realistic, and it's timely because I gave a time frame in which I wanted to reach that goal. So with that being said, what's your goal? Can you make it smart, just to give people an example of how you would make, or you said you wanted to be able to make sure you're fueling yourself. So how would you make that more specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely?
So timely, definitely I need to make sure that I already set myself up and I meal prep and I do everything like we all do for sure. But we are very busy people. Y'all know that. So with that being said, adding in that can kind of, you know, make things a little more difficult, especially with having kids and all the things. So I'm definitely about to be ordering some meals.
Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
Is how I am going to fix
baby.
The issue. That is that right now. I'm going to fix my time. I'm going to have to be able to prioritize. You know, my things, and I'm going to be ordering some meals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure I'm properly fueling myself. I'm going to be eating. I'm going to make sure I go to the gym. I like to work out, you know, with my clients, but I also like to go and do my own thing, put my headphones in and, you know, get focused and let that be my time, just like you're running. That's my stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
That is 100% my stress reliever, where I can block all the noise out. Put my headphones in. I'm not going to tell you my favorite song because it's probably inappropriate.
I know this is Kevin Gates.
Exactly. It's definitely Kevin Gates. You already know.
It's definitely Journey, right?
That too. So depending on my mood. And that sets my mood. So that's another thing. I want to make sure I'm also getting my workouts in, continuing to get them done early in the morning. That's another one of my goals. Like, that's extremely important to me. It gets me motivated for the day.
It's already done. Mm-hmm. It's
the
routine.
Like, it's extremely, extremely important to me. And I feel like that's going to help me stay on track. But I'm super excited about the meals.
I love it.
To make my life easier.
Shameless plug.
Right.
E2M Kitchen, baby, on the way.
Come on now. I'm all about the convenience. Yes.
Cool. I want a piece of it. I want to jump in.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, in the past, you know, Alicia, you've talked about SMART goals, and it was really great for our clients. Mm-hmm. And so I took that, basically that live you did, the talk you did to our clients, and I remember that one. You know, I went and looked into SMART goals myself. I was like, let me go look this up because I'm into that kind of stuff. And so, like I talked about a second ago when I said, hey, I want to get into running more, how does that tie into SMART goals? What does that look like?
Yeah.
So I set a specific goal. I want to run a marathon in 2023, right? So it's specific, right? It's a thing. It's on the map. It's not just an ambiguous thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's measurable. So I can say, can I run that full marathon?
Right.
It's a measurable goal. Is it attainable? I got to start running now so I can be ready for a full marathon in 2023. Is it realistic? Yes, it's realistic because I'm a runner. I've been running for years. I know how to run. So, yeah, it's realistic. I just got to do what I need to do to be able to do it. And do I have a timely or a time-based stamp on it? Yes, 2023. So sometime in that year, whether it's early or it's later in the year, right. I want to run a marathon in 2023. So I got 12 months.
That's hey, look, an excellent goal. I'm really impressed by that.
So with that being said, I'm actually going to go into tip two. And Mandy, I'm going to let you talk on this one as well. But as you, we all did like, oh, what he said, yeah. He wants to run a marathon. So tip number two, guys, is to make sure you write down your goals and also make sure you have an accountability partner. Because often we'll say, matter of fact, I'm going to take it back. So, you know, we have our to-do list and we have, right. But we don't write it down. We have that to-do list in our head. Yeah. And then we go throughout our day and then we're lying in the bed and then we like, ah, shoot. I forgot to go to the post office. I forgot to do that thing because we had it on our to-do list on our head. But when you don't write those goals down or you don't write that to-do list down, you often, you forget it.
Yep.
So that's why we want to encourage you guys to write down the goals. So your goals, Mandy, your goals, Jeff, your goals, and as well as me. Like, we need to write those goals down so we can see it every day so we won't forget what we set up for ourselves for 2023 or just moving forward in life in general. And also making sure you have that accountability partner, guys, because when you set those goals in private, you know what else can happen? You can also cancel them goals in private. You're like, oh, well, they didn't know I wanted to run a marathon. Yeah, you don't put it out there now. You know, people watch it, but, you know, if he could have went throughout the whole 2023, and we wouldn't have said a thing because it's like we never known that goal. So with Jeff, as well as Whitney and Mandy and myself, we're putting all these goals out there. We all have to hold each other accountable because we now know. So Mandy, what are some tips that you would give those who are out there who are setting goals and may need help finding that accountability partner?
Yeah, so I personally live by my notes and my phone. I think we all do. I put things I want to remember, any to-do list. I've always been a list person because I know that I won't remember, especially now, like Whitney said, we have kids, we have busy lives, we have jobs, we have responsibilities, our homes, we're moving, we're, you know, meal prepping, we're working out, we're getting on our lives. So living by those notes in your phone, like write that down, take it to the next level and put yourself post-its on your mirror. Like I did a reel earlier this year about like, take these steps to hold yourself accountable. Every single night before I go to bed, I post to Instagram what I'm going to wear tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Not because anybody cares what I'm wearing. Maybe they do, but maybe they don't. But it's like accountability.
I care.
Y'all know I love it. I love my fitness fashion.
Yeah, but no doubt.
Lay it out there. Post it to the internet because somebody's going to say, hey, did you wear that today? Like, not kidding you. People are going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
So, but if you're not a public person, you also can just say, can you help me make sure? Like, I will text the Spoonettes and say, y'all, I can't get myself to the gym right now. If I have not told you that I've been to my workout by noon, can you make sure that I go? And they do. So, like, reach out to somebody. Have somebody and not, it does not have to be your friend. It does not, it should not be somebody that's going to let you off the hook. It should be somebody that's going to make you do it. Should be somebody that is going to say, okay, well, stop work, put it down, and go get your workout done.
Yeah.
But like I put post-it notes up for myself for things I need to do. If I haven't worked out by 12, that's what I'm doing. Put reminders in your phone. It's like know yourself. Knowing yourself is really, really important, and know yourself well enough to know what will push you to get these small things done that get you to your ultimate goal.
Yes. Right.
So, you know, I always encourage our clients on my lives to set small goals. I say, what is your small goal for this workout? And I want you to post it in the comments.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to check on you.
Yeah.
Because somebody in this group is going to check on you. So it's really, I mean, you can have goals for yourself all day. But like you said, when you set goals in private, you can cancel in private too. And then it's like, no sweat off my back. But is that a saying? Whatever it's saying.
Yeah, that's it. You did it right.
I love it.
And properly timed too. Good job. Like there you go. Yeah. No sweat off your back. I love that.
But no, those are all great tips for sure. And definitely making sure if you are an E2M member watching this podcast, please make sure you post, guys. I know sometimes you may think that no one's looking, but we are, someone else is, and they're going to check on you. So brings us to our third tip. And Jeff, I actually want you to hop on this one because I know you spoke on this one. in a live recently. But tip number three, guys, is to know that obstacles, they're gonna come. All right, guys. So we're not aiming for perfection, but you know, progress each and every day. I always encourage myself, for sure, but I always encourage other people, just do your best. Do your best. Now, don't let your best be the bare minimum. Do your best, but we are not aiming out to be perfect. And guys, with that also being said, when it comes to that, when things don't go your way, when you're setting a goal, it's not for you to pull back and get scared and be like, oh, well, maybe that's not for me. I'm not going to do it anymore. No, you then evaluate why that goal wasn't reached, and then you try again. If that's something you want to do. So say, for instance, and you know, you're going to run this marathon because you don't put it out there.
Yeah,
but for example, if something was to happen and he's practicing, and here it is, December 2023, and it's like, dang, I no longer, I'm ready, but I missed all the opportunity to sign up for a marathon. Okay, you don't beat yourself up. In 2024, then your goal is to say, okay, well, next time I know I need to look up races before it's too late, because it could just be that all of them are booked, or
that's,
you know,
a great point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you that always evaluate why something didn't work. Don't look at it as something that didn't work and now you're just throwing it away. So Jeff, what other advice could you give people who are setting these goals and not reaching these goals?
Man, you got me all fired up.
And now they feel like, all right, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm gone.
Man, you had me so fired up, man. I was like, give me the mic. But no. So you know, a lot of times, when you think about E2N, we always say our motto is just keep trying. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a cliche thing, but it's really true. You're going to run into obstacles when you set big goals. It's just facts of life. Yeah. So this previous year, in 2022, I set a goal to do the fitness show that me and you have done in the past, right? And so I had a goal. I was working towards that goal. And I'm getting a little bit older. It's just facts. Obstacle. Life is life. Time is time. And with that, you know, my body has been beat up from jumping out of airplanes and running in the past and doing jujitsu and all kind of stuff. And during my training, I had elbow issues and shoulder issues and everything else. I kept trying to push through, but those obstacles ended up making me reevaluate that goal, like you said. So I had to sit down and say, do I look at it as a failure and say, oh, woe is me, I didn't accomplish my fitness show? Or did I look at it and say, well, hey, I set something in my mind I wanted to do. I pushed towards doing it. Injuries held me back. I reevaluated. What's something I can do? Well, I can still run, so I'm going to do a marathon. Yeah. So sometimes those goals you set can sometimes be derailed by life. You may have to get over an injury. Mm-hmm. It may be a goal that takes longer than you thought. It may be a goal that along the way you lose the passion for. Mm-hmm. At that time, it's easy to kind of be defeated or lose motivation. That's the time when you reevaluate and you set a new SMART goal, something new you can do. And sometimes, I'll tell you this, when we're setting big goals, it's always good to have milestones along the way. Mm-hmm. So even if something happens towards the end where you don't complete that goal, like, I trimmed up a lot getting ready for that show. Yeah. I mean, I had my abs out. I was ready, you know? And so the thing about it is, no, I didn't reach the big goal that I set for myself, but I hit several milestones along the way.
Absolutely.
And so the biggest thing I would say for that is don't see those roadblocks as stop signs. See them as what they are. They're just things that'll slow you down, you know? They'll slow you down. And the thing about it is, we become stronger as we push through adversities in life.
Absolutely.
It's just like a muscle. A muscle doesn't get stronger without adding more resistance to it. And so the same thing happens to life. When you set challenges and goals for yourself and you accomplish those things, and even if you don't, throughout that process, you're becoming stronger. Stronger mentally. Stronger with your drive and your passion to accomplish things. Like Michael Jordan said, if you quit once, it's easy to quit again.
That's right.
So if you never quit, if you have to get derailed, that's one thing. But if you try not to quit and you just keep trying, over time, you'll be stronger mentally, physically, and emotionally.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you gave me chills.
That was a good word.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Whitney, also, I want to, before we get into our last tip, guys, Whitney, I want to ask you, what is something your go-to if you are, because you work hard, listen. Well, we all do, but girl, you be out there. I be like, okay, I see you, girl. But on days that you just don't really feel like it, and you know, you may not be motivated, but then that discipline kicks in, right?
Yes.
What is something that helps you do it anyway?
Okay, so to be honest with you, I'm very strong mentally. I think all of us, I think for us to be able to stand up in front of all the people that we do and set the example, I think that it takes us to be strong mentally. So I do consider myself strong mentally, but I do have my bad days, you know. Maybe we're just have a lot going on. Maybe something's going on with Cammy, which is my child. Y'all know that. And then, or, you know, just life gets in the way, like you said. And, but the main thing is really just immediately when that alarm goes off, fighting it to get up. Like, get up. Put your feet on the ground. Wash your face immediately. Cut on the loudest music possible that you can cut on, whether it be your little hood song, whether it be, you know, Journey, which I love Journey. Y'all already know that. You know, whatever gets you in those feelings, maybe it's your worship music, whatever. And, you know, gets that mood up. It's all about surrounding yourself. Like, that's why I tell everyone constantly on my live, please, please, please listen to Jeff's 8 p.m. motivational hours. I don't care if you have to catch the replay, whether you're in the shower, you're on the toilet, you're on the way to work. You know, I don't care. Whatever it is, catch the replay if you cannot catch it on time. Because when you fill your mind up with positive things, that's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna give to everyone else, and that's what they're gonna take in. So that right there is stay positive, find the music, put your feet on the floor that day, get it moving. I don't care if you're sad, I don't care if you're mad, I don't care if you're happy, put your feet on the floor. And as long as you take those steps, then I think that'll be, and get some coffee.
This brings so much of what we say all the time, full circle. Good habits, routines, just press play, just keep it going. So like, I mean, you live what we preach every single day.
All of us, I think we all do.
100%.
All right, guys, so we're gonna go into our last tip, but I want everybody to touch on this one. So our last tip, guys, is to focus on your goals each and every day. And I want everybody just to help close this thing out. Just give that encouraging piece of advice that can help people who are now going into this new year. And also, guys, before I get into this, you do not have to wait until a new year or to the first of the month or wait till Sunday. Like, you don't have to start your goals off at the front of a week or the front of a month, the front of a year. You start today, okay? But so, guys, if you could just leave everybody with some advice on just how to get after their goals, or, you know, just take them through 2023.
So I love that you said that. I am a huge advocate of, it does not take a new year. It does not take a new month. It doesn't even take a new week for you to start. Just do something today. And it does not have to be everything. Y'all know that my motto is all or something, not all or nothing. Like, if today you just get some healthy meals in, do that. If today maybe you don't have your meals ready, but you got your workout done, like, it's going to make you feel that sense of accomplishment that just by getting something that sets you on the path to getting healthy. So, I mean, you know, every day it takes that discipline. It takes just get up, do it, have good habits in place, have good reminders in place. And most of all, know yourself to know what those things are. Know yourself enough to know, what's gonna make me get there? Is it calling my account? Look, I tell everybody I know, get you somebody. Get you somebody. These are my somebodies. And every single one of our clients are my somebodies too, because you better believe that if I don't show up for them, they're gonna know. You better believe that if I tell them I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. And so you gotta find that accountability. You gotta set these small goals, because you have that big goal in mind. Running a marathon, but that means you got to run every day. Or I'm not a run person, but you got to run every day. You got to train for that. And so, like, setting these small little goals and putting a plan in place, planning is your best friend. So, guys, I encourage you really to do that, to plan, to know yourself, to put these good habits in place. And before you know it, you're going to be there without even, you know, not without trying, because you do have to try, but without even really seeing that large goal that's way out there at the end of 2023, you're just going to get there naturally because you took the steps to get there. So,
absolutely. Thank you, Manny, for that. Jeff, what you going to tell the people?
It's on me.
What you going
to
tell
people? You know, a lot of my experiences in life have led me to this understanding or realization. Life is to be lived. Mm-hmm. And when you have goals, it allows you to live a more fulfilled life.
Yes.
When you have things you're constantly focused on accomplishing, things you're focused on doing, it allows you to live a more fulfilled life because you see yourself having new experiences, moving forward as a human being. So if it comes to daily goals as small as getting more steps in that day, if it comes to choosing a healthy meal when you normally would choose a bad meal, mm-hmm. encouraging your coworkers to go to the healthy lunch spot instead of the bad lunch spot, working out when you don't feel like it, mm-hmm. allowing that discipline to take hold of your life, and know that over time, if you keep doing the things you don't want to do, you'll finally get to a place where you're thankful and happy that you push forward mm-hmm. and got those things done. So I would definitely say, as folks go into this year, set those goals every day that make you feel accomplished.
Yeah.
And if you don't accomplish it that day, reevaluate and go after tomorrow. Here Just keep trying.
Boom.
Preach. Okay, so what was the question again? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I get a little distracted. Y'all,
daily goal setting, my queen.
Okay, thank you. You're always my backup man with that. I get distracted. So daily goal setting, so one thing that is a really huge pet peeve of mine is I'm gonna wait till Monday. That goes back to exactly what Mandy and Alicia said. I hate hearing that. I cannot stand hearing that. Why are we waiting again? What does Monday mean? It's just another day of the week. I don't understand why we're waiting till then to make sure our meals are prepped. Why are we waiting till then to, jump on? I understand it's like a mental thing where you have to be completely refreshed. I get that part. But really, being strong mentally is being able to do it now. Right now, you have the motivation. So why are we waiting to the new year?
Yeah.
You're already thinking about it. So obviously, that's what you want. So go for those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And set yourself up for those goals. And as far as finding an accountability partner, y'all are my accountability. That's what I need. Y'all already are, my motivation, and I appreciate each and every one of you. But find someone that, maybe has the same career as you, somebody you can connect with, maybe someone around your same age, maybe they have kids,
mm-hmm.
or, someone that's like, hey, my daughter has gymnastics today. I'm not going to be able to get my workout in. Text me at this time, let me know, that way I can go outside and run while she does gymnastics, or set your time up. You can make it happen if you want it.
Yes.
When I will say this, and I say it almost on every one of my lives, and I think I'm just going to try to continue to preach this, but there is nothing that tastes better than confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That there's not a piece of food, there's not anything that tastes better than confidence, because when you feel full and whole in your heart, with that, and you feel good about yourself, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it.
So yeah,
it's so worth it.
Yeah.
So yeah. What's up, Alicia?
All right, guys. So again, today's topic was about goal setting, and I'm just going to, because they already gave you all the tea you needed to need, all the tea you needed to know for 2023, but I'm going to end with this, guys. Visualize yourself winning. Oftentimes, we entertain the thoughts of, well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, what if I don't finish this goal? Well, what if this is too hard? Well, what if you do exactly what you say you wanted to do? So with the planning, as she said, as my advisor from college would say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So make sure you have a plan, make sure you have accountability, make sure you have that confidence. But guys, visualize yourself winning. But a thank you so much for joining our second episode of the Spoonettes podcast and be looking for many, many more. We love you. God bless.
Love y'all.